Sefer Dvorim, the Gra points out, is divided into three halakim. First part of Sefer Dvorim is Moshe Rabbeinu's giving to Klal Yisrael. Vahi barboim shono, v'yashte yosu chodesh, chodesh shvat, of the year Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. So Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. And that basically is the first part. Then we go into the mitzvahs, and beginning Parshas Kisavo, from Shlishi on until the end of Sefer Dvorim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musar at the very, very end of his life. The difference is, I mean, not that long. It's Chodesh Shvat, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter in Zayin Adar. This is at the very end. And the Musar is, in terms of brachas and klolos, that is a brand new krisas bris to Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. A brand new krisas bris between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. Between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And then, as Rashi says throughout, they were makabel the Torah, the Allah, the Klola. That means, Brachu B'Klola. You mentioned last week. It's not only Torah is a good thing, it's an inspiring thing, which of course it is. But if you keep it, it's Brachu. And if you don't keep it, it's Klola. There's a reason for that. Kadosh Baruch Hu made with us a bris. And that bris means there's an inseparable bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that bond means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to Klal Yisrael no matter what madrega Klal Yisrael is on. And that bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Latov, it's L'ra. When it's L'ra, it's Rashi, Ramban, or Chaim HaKadosh, among others, point out in Parshas Netzavim. It's not just L'ra in a vindictive way. It's L'ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that through the punishment he begins the process of rebuilding Klal Yisrael. The story of Klal Yisrael is destruction and rebirth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the destruction is working towards the rebirth when he gives up on a certain current matzav. That's why Chazal tell us, when is Mashiach born? The day of the Chorban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the turnaround process at that point. You have to take advantage of the turnaround process. And it builds and it builds and it builds until, if it keeps moving, Mashiach can come. And if it falters, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide how to get it going again. But the reason for Bracha and Klola is that bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch. Now when we read the parshas of Brachas and Klolas, Schar V'Onesh, one thing is very clear. All that keeps being talked about is Avodah Zorah, Elohim Acherim. And the question, when I was much younger, that always bothered me, is a very simple question. Is that our Nisayon, Avodah Zorah? How many Jews are worshipping Avodah Zorah? You have a lot of other Nisyonos. So why in that Musar do we keep talking about Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah, as if that's the only thing? And the answer is, Avodah Zorah is a very subtle idea. And in this week's parsha, Meshech Chochmah, very important Meshech Chochmah. We are on the pasuk. The Yamru, and they'll say, Ma'as Hashem Kochaloch, and all the non-Jews will say, Ma'as Hashem Kochaloch, as it says, Mechori ha'af ha'godol hazeh, what is the great anger? The Yamru, Alesher ozvu es bris Hashem Elokei Avosom, so they left the bris. Asher koras imam tzioso meretz Mitzrayim. Vayelchu vayavdu lihim acherim vayishtachavu lahem. Him asher lo yedo'um v'lo cholak lohem. What does it mean v'lo cholak lohem? So, Meshech Chochmah quotes a Maimah Chazal. He says like this, Ha'uma ha'Yisraelis, the Jewish nation, he bats Musa tachas kanfei ha'ashgacha. Ha'protis below shum emtso'i chalilo. We are under the very direct control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intermediate means. For Amru Chazal, and Chazal tell us a little later in Dvarim, Mahan chel el yon goyim in HaParshas Hazin, v'hafrido b'nei Odom, yatzev gulos amim l'mispar b'nei Yisrael. So Chazal tell us, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a goro. He told goro, im sore malo. There are the malachim in heaven who are responsible for each nation. And he was dividing up the nations between the different spiritual forces in Shemayim. V'naflu Yisrael b'chelko. And when the Goral worked out, Yisrael was his chelak. So, Meshech Chochmah says, what are Chazal trying to tell us? What's the meaning of this marshal of Chazal? Kadosh Baruch Hu throws a Goral between him and the angels, the Sorei Malah. Lahoros Lona, it's to teach us. Umos heim mushpa'im meisore malo levad Yisrael hanivdolim l'chalko Yisbarach. That there are a lot of rules, there are a lot of forces in this world, economic forces, military forces, many forces in this world, and there are rules how nations rise and they fall. And the laws of history, the laws of economics, laws of political science that apply to every nation in this world. And those forces rule every nation. But there's one nation that's not ruled by anything else except by one rule. The bris we made with HaKadosh Baruch. Ki chelek Hashem amo. And that is we have a tendency when we think about the world That's what I was talking last night, talking last week, to think in a certain Western way of thinking that what happens to the Jewish nation and what happens to the state of Israel or the Yishuv here, it's going to be determined by the laws of economics that rule all the other nations, by the laws of political science that rule all the other nations. Lo cholak lahem. That's not what runs our life. We're tachas the immediate hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no other intervening force. What does that mean? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hashkoch protos in every nation and every human being in this world. But he does it via various laws of nature, physical laws of nature, economic laws, political laws. But the hashgacha pratis he has over Klal Yisrael doesn't follow any laws. It's his direct, immediate control over Klal Yisrael in response to their mitzvos and averus. Vayelchu vayavdu elohim acherim. So people can worship all the different laws, the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, laws of economics, laws of political science, military science. And those are Elohim Acherim. And we bow down, and people bow down to them. Elohim Asher lo yodon, lo cholak lehem, lo yodu behem gvuras Elohus. No one gave them supernatural power. They're the laws that apply within nature, not supernatural power. V'lo cholak lehem, and that has not been given to Klal Yisrael. And Meshech Chachma says, school of Hamisko Hamitul Yotzreni is Baruch. In Rashoin Lavod Ish Ba'ochiv. He says, why, when you stop and think, Meshech Chachma says, what it means, that special Madrega of Klal Yisrael, that we report directly to the Melech Malchem Lachem Kodesh Baruch. And it's true about every member of Klal Yisrael. Why is it that one Jew cannot treat another Jew in a low way? Because he has to understand what it means to be a Jew. If you stop and think what it means to be a Jew, I am given that special schus to have a direct kesher to the Melech Malchem Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm not subject to any of the laws he made for all the other nations of the world. I'm under his direct control. And I have a direct access to him when I daven. Because Am Chisra Barachman, he's guaranteed us in countless ways that he's accessible to us. Melech al kol aretz mekadesh Yisrael. When you stop and think what it means to be a Jew, what you're a Jew, and you look at another Jew, and you have to treat him with respect. Problem is, people do not treat themselves with respect for being Jewish. If you understood, says Meshech Chachma, what exactly lo cholak lohem means, that not only the Jewish nation is under the direct control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every yochid v'yochid is under his direct control. And there's a very big difference between the Hashgacha Pratis as it applies to each individual, the Hashgacha Pratis as it applies to each individual Jew, Hashgacha Pratis applied to non-Jews. It's a separate Madrega and a separate Kesher that can never be dissolved. That's what we said in this past week's parsha. As Hashem Hemarta Hayom, we separated all the other powers in this world, and we say, no, we belong to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're your Am Segula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, and I respond in kind. I will take you as an Am Segula, and I'll treat you differently. As my, each one of you is my individual child. That's what it means to be a Jew. To have that kesher. Now, what happens when we don't maintain that kesher? Vayicha Hashem, Af Hashem Baratzahi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the only reason you are in Eretz Yisrael is because that's the ideal place to maintain that special, unique kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore you're going angry at the land. Chazal said, Baruch Hashem. He took out his anger on the land, not in the people. Now, how to understand who gets sent where and who gets punished how? No. And here there's a tremendous yesod in understanding Jewish history. When it comes to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Klal Yisrael, among all the nations of the world, Pasuk says, Pasuk Echad is over on it. Because we violated the bris with HaKadosh Baruch. But that's when we talk on a national level. When we talk on an individual level, why this happened to Reuven, and this happened to Shimon, this happened to Levi, this happened to Yehudah, that's nista from us. We don't know. By Nigalos, we know about Jewish history. Only one thing. Kadosh Baruch, when he deals with a klal, is dealing with a klal in a very simple way. Ein Hanami, he has an individual kesher with each Jew and a separate cheshbon with each Jew. But he has a unique cheshbon with Klal Yisrael. And that is Hanigolos. That's very clear. That's the question. What did he do it for? He did it. That's Nigolos. What he did to Reuven, Shimon, we don't know. Story of Jewish history. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us. And bring us to the land. Umol Hashem is kechos levavcha levav zarecha. What is orlas halev? Orlas halev is insensitivity to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. It says umaltem eitz orlas levavcha means you become sensitive. It says umol Hashem lekech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back someday, and he's going to make the step of making us sensitive to his message. V'yata toshuv v'shamata b'kol. So there are two tshuvas here. It says v'shavtu, he says, v'hoyu kivo alecho kol advarim v'eil ha'brocha v'aklola v'shavtu d'Hashem lokech. It's not Modech. It's the first step. And once we take that first step, Veshav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha V'Yichamecha Veshav V'Kibetzcha, he'll take the next step. He brings us back. And then he takes Vaita the next step. When he gives us the opportunity to be sensitized to his presence in our life. Why? Avos Hashem. Because we have to get to Avos Hashem. B'chol levav v'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha. It's another madrega. Yata toshuv. And then you're going to give more tshuva. It's an ongoing process, more and more and more. And the more we do, the closer he becomes to us. We live in very strange times. On the one hand, we saw this year is 70 years since the end of the Second World War. A churban and destruction of unbelievable proportion. 70 years, 10 Shemitahs ago. And then, and it came to us. And we have to internalize the message, wherever we may be, from Florida to Alaska, from Maine to San Diego, wherever we may be, in North America, in Canada, from Montreal to Vancouver. In Europe, in Africa, wherever we may be. B'chol ha'goyim ha'shadicha Hashem v'kech Hashem. V'shafta. And we'll begin a process of coming back to HaKadosh Baruch. The past 70 years have seen an unbelievable return to HaKadosh Baruch. Not only Balei Tshuva, it's people taking Yiddishkeit more and more and more and more seriously. But sometimes people get very satisfied. Because as we're coming back to Him, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us back to Him. And then we have to go further. It's an ongoing process until we get to the Bias HaGoa. But the message is a very important message here in this parsha. That we have to understand the special, unique quality of being a Jew. Who is a Jew? A Jew means you are Korei's Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an individual and a national way, creating an inseparable bond, accepting your obligations and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deal with you not how He deals with any of the goyim. Every nation in history has its rise and its fall. Every nation. And B'meshach HaZman, they wither away. All the nations at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, we don't know who they are. I have no clue who they are today. The Rambam says, Kvarovat Zichron. We don't know who they are. Rome was a major power. Greece was a major power. Greece's collapse was forcing the collapse of all of Europe. It's nothing today. It's not even a remnant. Yeah, technically, they're the descendants, but as a nation, what does it have to do with the old Greece? What does Italy have to do with the old Rome? They come, and they go. They don't have a staying power. They're under various laws of nature that say nations come and go. We're not under any laws. Our rise and our fall depends on our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're independent of laws. That is what Meshech Chochma says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a lottery. You'll be under the laws of economics, you'll be under the laws of here. Everyone has their own laws. Klal Yisrael, directly under his direct Hashgacha Pratis. That's our history. And that's our job. That unique keshe we have with him. That's this week's, that's the Musa, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them. At one point, they thought, what laws rule the world? The stars, the moon, the sun. Today, it's different laws that people think rule the world. Different forces, different powers. And that's Avodah Zarah too. Avodah Zarah doesn't have to be an idol. If you think the world is ruled by absolute laws of economics and physics and this and that and everything, without really is being ruled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hands on through those, but Klal Yisrael is different. And that is among the reasons when we approach Yom HaDin, Parshas Netzavim is always read before Rosh Hashanah. Because before we say Melech al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael, that's a very interesting balance. He rules the entire world. He's the Melech HaKadosh. Remote, separate, different. He's the Melech al Kol Haaretz. Hashgacha Prot is running this world. Aye, but he's also Mekadesh Yisrael. He set Kol Yisrael separate. Problem, most of the time we don't understand what it means to be a Jew. Not a question of looking down on Goyim or not looking down on Goyim. What it means to be a Jew is to be a person who has an intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your mitzvahs, your avoda, your tefillah, your midas, your limud Torah, whatever you have. That's what it means to be a Jew. That's why we have to treat every Jew differently. Because just as I am special because I'm a Jew, you're special because you're a Jew, and the next one is special because he's a Jew. And if you don't treat any other Jew specially, it means you don't value yourself what it means to be a Jew. Right now, we're in a very dangerous time in world history. And it's not by accident that all of this is occurring. At the end of Shemitah, the beginning of an Anshmit. If you take a look at everything that's happened in the past 120, 30 years, happened Shemitah and Motzei Shemitah. United States entered World War I, Shemitah. World War I finished, Motzei Shemitah. 1924. There was a bill passed in Congress in the United States that basically closed all the doors of immigration. That meant 15 years later, when Jews were trying to get in, they couldn't. In 1938, when all the Xeris in Germany happened with Shemitah, 1939, when the war began, was Motzei Shemitah. 1945, the war finished, was the end of Shemitah. Keep going. Six-day war, Motzei Shemitah, Yom Kippur war, Shemitah, Motzei Shemitah. Intifada, Shemitah, Motzei Shemitah. 9/11 happened, the end of Shemitah. 2008, the economic collapse of the world, 7 years ago. Shemitah, Motzei Shemitah, at times when the history of the world is in balance. Chazal tell us it's a time that's set up for Mashiach to come. We bring Mashiach. And 2015, Shemitah, it's a year, the Iran deal, it's going to change the world forever. Signed. But while the people think that certainly Mechuyven Hishtadlus, it's not a question, but to think that that's what's going to make the difference, without realizing exactly what Meshech Chochma said. And what Chazal tell us, we're not under the control of any other power except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he deals with us in response to mitzvahs and averus. the awesome responsibility of the Tzibur Shomrei Torah Mitzvah for the survival of Klal Yisrael. It's an awesome responsibility. Some people think whether Klal Yisrael will survive here is dependent on the army. Need an army. Survival of Klal Yisrael here or in the entire world is one thing and one thing only. Our unique keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that unique keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there are no other laws of history that determine us. There are no other forces in this world that rule over us. It's direct, immediate Hashgacha Pratis. But people worship other gods. And they bow down to them. That's not our chelik. Chelik Hashem amo. That's the goal. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through all sorts of different powers. Us, he runs. His direct hashgacha pratis. So as we come to Yom Adin, there is Parshas Netzavim is the second bris. It has another aspect to it. Arvis, responsible for every other Jew. And responsible for every other Jew means as follows. Take a look in the Ramban, the Rachaim HaKadosh in this week's Parsha. They talk about every group responsible for each other. That means there's a tzibur, a community in place X. Everyone in place X is responsible for the other one to the degree. Not only responsible for your own mitzvah, responsible for his mitzvahs. If there's a yeshiva here, and we're a group, it means everyone's responsible for everybody else besides himself. This is a very awesome responsibility as we approach a Yom HaDin. And we stand in front of a Yom HaDin and we repeat Rosh Hashanah many times, Yom Kippur and the Son of Tokev, Almadinos Boye Omar, about the nations, it says. Every group is judged. Milo Nifkabka Yom HaSeh. So as we prepare for Yom HaDin, and a Yom HaDin of incredible importance. Yom HaDin, when we move from Shemitah to Motzei Shemitah, is the Yom HaDin, what that time over the past, look at what's Chazal tell it to us, just look at the history of 120 years. And each Shemitah had unbelievable, Shemitah and Motzei Shemitah were times unbelievable consequences to Klal Yisrael. What's the First World War, the Second World War, the Six-Day War, Yom Kippur War, Intifada, economic collapse, 9/11, and the Shemitah is no different. And it's being our din depends on our unique keshur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take it very seriously. It is an awesome responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and specifically that chelik of Klal Yisrael that believes in him, who understands the awesome responsibility he put upon us, especially as we go to Yom HaDin.